Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to the 8th episode of our series Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come, based on my recently published book, The Whore and Her Mother, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here's one of them. Dear Reverend McCulloch, everything that we are doing in this life has to be for the glory of God. I want to make sure that I am an ambassador for Jesus wherever I go and in whatever I do. Marcy Robertson, Montreal, Canada. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and chapters 1 to 4 of the book. Last week, we discussed the first part of chapter 5, the second Exodus. So far, we concluded that 1. In the Hebrew prophecies, Judah and Israel are inseparable. What applies to one applies to the other. 2. The northern kingdom of Israel, the 10 tribes, were completely removed from the land and scattered to the four corners of the earth. The return of these lost tribes to Israel, separated from the land for 2,700 years, would be a miracle of truly biblical proportions. 3. At least 1,700 of the lost tribe of Manasseh are now living in Israel, with another 7,200 being authorized to make Aliyah soon. 25,000 more have applied to make Aliyah and are only being held up by Israeli bureaucracy and reluctance. 4. Other tribes in Asia identify themselves as Israelite. Many are no longer followers of the Jewish religion, but may be Christian or Muslim. Some are already keen to come to Israel, others at present show little interest. We're already seeing this miracle beginning to happen today. But before we continue with the second part of chapter 5, the second Exodus, we're going to listen to one of my own songs, an Irish-Scottish reel, I Will Lift My Eyes Up.
Safety comes down from the living one who created the heavens. to the rolling hills, up to where my help comes from. My safety comes down from the living one who created the heavens and the earth. Why should I worry, frown or fret, be anxious or in fear, when I have comfort and sad yet your grace and
Continuing chapter 5, the second Exodus. Asia is only part of the puzzle. We have previously mentioned the Ethiopian Beta Israel and the Ammonite allele from Africa and Arabia. These are not the only tribes in Africa to claim Israelite origins. In Nigeria, the Ibu or Biafran tribe of 30 to 40 million all are confident of their Israelite identity, as are many also of the Yoruba tribe. In Uganda, there are several villages of Abayudaya who are living as Jews with synagogues and Bet Din conversions to Orthodox Judaism. Again, in South Africa and Zimbabwe live the Lemba tribe. Many of the men in this tribe have been tested for DNA research and confirmed to be of Israelite descent, and the tribe are currently in dialogue with the Israeli immigration authorities about making aliyah to Israel. As explained in the book DNA and Tradition, The Genetic Link to the Ancient Hebrews by Rabbi Yaakov Kleiman, more than 9% of Lemba men have the DNA signature called the Cohen Model Haplotype, or CMH, against 3-5% in Jewish populations in general. Amongst the Lemba's priestly Buba clan, the frequency of this Cohen genetic marker is 54%, which compares well with 45% among Ashkenazi and 56% among Sephardi Kohanim, or priests. There are other groups throughout the world also. The trickle may well become a flood, and a few plane loads of Menashe and others may soon lead to a mass exodus. But at present, stumbling blocks remain in their way. Do the Israeli authorities want a massive influx of black African and Asian immigrants? The short answer seems to be no way. But once again, the Hebrew prophets have been there before us. Isaiah 11:11-14. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the surviving remnant of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamat, and from the islands of the Mediterranean. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will vanish, and Judah's enemies will be destroyed. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile towards Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people to the east. They will subdue Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. At the moment, Judah, in the person of the Israeli immigration authorities, are indeed hostile and harassing Ephraim, in other words, making it difficult for the 10 tribes to make aliyah. For instance, many thousands of the Beta Israel are still living almost destitute in Ethiopia because they've sold their houses and are waiting for permission to come to Israel. Among the 25,000 Menashe who want to make aliyah, the authorities are only officially permitting 100 per year to enter, and even that figure has been reduced in recent years. At the present rate, it will take 250 years for those who want to come at present to be allowed in. Something must change in the heart of the Israeli government. Again, Isaiah says that Ephraim must not be jealous of Judah. A lot of the worldwide antagonism towards Israel is based on jealousy, an attitude of, why should they be the chosen people? There will need to be a great change of attitude towards Israel, especially from the Muslim Pashtuns and Kashmiris, before Aliyah will become a possibility. When the Pashtun Taliban want to make Aliyah to Israel, it will truly be a miracle.
Sky to clear, waiting for the sun to appear.
That was UK band Iona, whose lead singer Joanne Hogg is from County Derry, and a live version of the song Revelation. Nevertheless, there are signs of change. Dr. Navras Jaat Afridi, a Pashtun scholar from Malahabad in India, has spent many years researching the history of his fellow Pashtuns, studying in Israel, and also speaking in synagogues across the USA. A colleague of his, Mrs. Shahnaz Ali from Mumbai, India, is currently undertaking DNA research on Pashtun blood samples from Malahabad at Haifa Technion in Israel. In that same passage, Isaiah goes on to prophesy two major events which will affect the natural world. Isaiah 11, 15 and 16. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea. With a scorching wind, he will sweep his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams, so that anyone can cross over in sandals. There will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria, as there was for Israel when they came up from Egypt. Isaiah 19, 5 and 6. The waters of the river Nile will dry up, and the riverbed will be parched and dry. The canals will stink. The streams of Egypt will dwindle and dry up. The reeds and rushes will wither, also the plants along the Nile at the mouth of the river. And 23 and 25. In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians will go to Egypt, and the Egyptians to Assyria. The Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together. In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance. Isaiah 27, 12 and 13. In that day, the Lord will thresh from the flowing Euphrates to the Wadi of Egypt, and you, Israel, will be gathered up one by one. And in that day, a great trumpet will sound. Those who were perishing in Assyria and those who were exiled in Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain of Jerusalem. Isaiah 42, 15 and 16. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. And Zechariah 10, 6-12. I will strengthen Judah and save the tribes of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I had not rejected them, for I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. The Ephraimites will become like warriors, and their hearts will be glad as with wine. Their children will see it and be joyful. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will signal for them and gather them in. Surely I will redeem them. They will be as numerous as before. Though I scatter them among the peoples, yet in distant lands they will remember me. They and their children will survive, and they will return. I will bring them back from Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and Lebanon, and there will not be room enough for them. They will pass through the Sea of Trouble. The surging sea will be subdued, and all the depths of the Nile will dry up. Assyria's pride will be brought down, and Egypt's scepter will pass away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in his name they will live securely, declares the Lord. The river in Hebrew prophecy normally refers to the Euphrates River, a major obstacle in the path of anyone planning to drive or even walk from Afghanistan, Pakistan, or Kashmir to Israel. In a similar way, the Red Sea and the Nile River would be a barrier to those wanting to travel from Africa. Currently, many hundreds of Sudanese refugees, with no Israelite claims whatsoever, are making their way across Egypt to cross the Sinai border into Israel, where they are being given asylum. What if the Ibu, the Lemba, and other African tribes with actual Israelite origins were to begin a similar march to the Promised Land? What if the Pashtuns and Kashmiris began to walk to Israel across a dried-up Euphrates? A similar phenomenon is happening on the USA-Mexico border every day and night, therefore it's not an impossibility. Isaiah promises a highway from Assyria to Israel and from Egypt to Israel, and Zechariah 10:10 states that there will not be room enough for them. He also says they will settle in Gilead, which is in Syria, and Lebanon, not currently part of the state of Israel, but formerly part of the Promised Land. At the present time, only a few plane loads of Israelite goats leading the flock, Jeremiah 50 verse 8, are arriving in Israel. A few thousand despairing immigrants are making Aliyah. But it is the beginning. We are already seeing this miracle begin to unfold. More and more, we should expect to see this coming to pass in the very near future. Jeremiah 16, verses 14 and 15. However, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. But it will be said, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of the land of the north, and out of all the countries where he had banished them. For I will restore them to the land I gave to their forefathers. And Jeremiah 23, 7 and 8. So then, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. But they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of Israel up out of the land of the north, and out of all the countries where he had banished them. Then they will live in their own land. If these words of the prophets are coming to pass, we should pay close attention to what they say about Mega Babylon and other events of the end times. That was Liz Fitzgibbon from Cork, and a traditional Gaelic version of Here Is Love. Let's sum up what we've covered in Chapter 5, the second Exodus, back from the four corners. 1. In the Hebrew prophecies, Judah and Israel are inseparable. What applies to the one applies to the other. 2. The northern kingdom of Israel, the 10 tribes, were completely removed from the land and scattered to the four corners of the earth. The return of these lost tribes to Israel, separated from the land for 2,700 years, would be a miracle of truly biblical proportions. 3. At least 1,400 of the lost tribe of Manasseh are now living in Israel. 25,000 more have applied to make Aliyah and are only being held up by Israeli bureaucracy and reluctance. 4. Other tribes in Asia and Africa have been identified as Israelite. Some, such as the Lemba, with the backup of DNA analysis. Many are no longer followers of the Jewish religion, but may be Christian or Muslim. Some are already keen to come to Israel. Others, at present, show little interest. 5. Like the former Red Sea crossing, God will dry up the river Euphrates, the Nile, and the Red Sea, so that his people can again cross over and return to the land of Israel. And 6. Perhaps 90 million Israelites in total exist throughout the world today. If they all return to the land, it will make the biblical Exodus seem insignificant and change the face of the Middle East. We are already seeing this miracle beginning to happen. As we watch, we will see it being fulfilled more and more. Join us again next week for the first part of Chapter 6, Why Judge Mega Babylon? And remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. Slán agus Banagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.